Well, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's kind of just started. All right. Hold A. Kill that motherfucker.
Are we recording?
Yeah, duh.
Okay.
Shit, how do I attack? I forgot.
I'm a Naked Gun 2.5, where they offer him, where they offer Leslie Nielsen, and the president does a job at, like, a, it's like a new police squad or something like that, but it's just like, you'll be surrounded by the filthiest, dirtiest men ever. And it's like, you're adding me to your cabinet?
Why am I looting? Yeah, loot him. Yeah. Yeah, get your hands in his ass. $15? Worth it. Alright, now I'm gonna sneak up here.
This looks good. You're the Native American right now, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I bet I'm not coming right now. There's a firing line up here, which pissed me off. See, I gotta sneak up here and assassinate this fucking dude. Shit, grab it. Don't attack him. Grab him. Shit.
Piss my asshole. Okay.
Shit, die.
Did they change the control scheme at all?
No. Shit. Fuck, die. Except for maybe adding a few things. Not really. Oh my fucking god, die. Fuck.
I hope they add.
Did that guy just attack his own dude?
I think so.
Stop.
You know, that's why you always do on Ratchet and Clank. You know those arena missions where you only have a certain amount of ammo?
Right.
I just jump in the middle of enemies and, like, just jump around and make them hit themselves.
Nice. Oh, fucking dead. Yeah, getting there. Yeah, you waiting to see your friend die. Pow, pow. Slice. Oh, fucking dead.
I really like good conspiracy theories, too.
What the fuck are you gonna do? No, not doing shit. I'll take you all on myself. You don't even know. You wanna fucking die?
I always do that in Assassin's Creed 2. I just get like 3 guards after me and then run halfway across the map.
Just so collect, like, all the guards?
Yeah, so like the whole police force is after me. I'm like, now it's time to kill them all.
Nope, not today, motherfucker. Ooh, right in the ear.
I've done that.
Alright, now I need the fucking assassination thing. Right, here we go.
Right. How's the gun controls on this one?
Decent.
I remember on Assassin's Creed 2, they give you a gun. I'm like, this is awful.
I need to assassinate that motherfucker.
Climb up and then jump on.
Oh. You sneaky bitch. Shit, it's on me. Shit, ass.
You have grenades?
No. Ow, you motherfuckers. Don't shoot me, you dicks.
Twice.
Ow, shit.
3 times.
I'm a man.
I can take 3 bullets to the head, bitch.
Jesus, dude. They don't have machine guns. Why is it... Okay, now drop... Motherfucker. I'm trying to do something here, you dick. I'm gonna run over here, I'm gonna drop down, I'm gonna pick up the guns of the guys that I just killed. Motherfucker, get out of here. You think you're all high and mighty until I slice your dick off? Get out of here.
This game could use some of the music from Final Fantasy 3.
Oh god.
Or Final Fantasy 7.
Every game can go with Final Fantasy 3 music.
Yeah.
Think you're so sly? Yeah, take a knee to the face, bitch.
Which one's the remake of Final Fantasy 3? It's Final Fantasy 6 or 7?
I don't know. One of those. Whoa. What did I just do? Did I just jump on that dude?
I think you jumped over him.
Just completely missed him. Alright, now where's that motherfucker?
You still have that move where you can, like, hang from a wall and jump down and use your blades, right?
Did you just die?
I think someone just killed him, yeah.
You just got stabbed in the heart.
Oh, well, they think you did it.
Oh, shit! God. He didn't even let him retaliate. He just killed him.
Good. What a badass. That's what people should do. People are like, any last words? Please don't shoot me. damn it, you got me. Like, I'm going to tell you my whole evil plan until I kill you.
I'm going to start monologuing.
I'm holding a gun up to your head, but instead this laser on the other side of the room is going to slowly slice into your body as I tell you exactly what I'm planning and the only way to stop it.
And then this fucking guy...
Is that Freddie Mercury?
That's Freddie Mercury and the fucking lead singer to Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's who that is. Achievement, mystery guest.
You know...
Complete sequence one and two.
When the guy from the Killers has his mustache, he looks like a mix between Justin Timberlake and Freddie Mercury.
But then that fucking guy's like, I made a promise to you that I intended to do and keep. He didn't let him say anything. He was about to utter something. He was just like, no, pal, you're fucking dead. Fucking done, son.
But I don't understand why people don't do that in the movies. It'd make more sense. Be a quick James Bond movie, but
like, he wouldn't have sex with Halle Berry anymore, that's for damn sure. Alright.
That must suck. It's been several weeks now since we freed the Mobile prisoners from captivity. I had hoped their leader might make
contact, but there's been only silence. Okay, he runs. He's trying to hold a sword. He's like, nope.
Dude, like, for some reason, ever since I was little, I loved, like, sword fights. Like, loved
them. Like ripping your dick out and slapping your friend with it while he slapped you with his dick?
We played Star Wars together, dude.
Dude, I could have ordered a bunch of fucking lightsabers for $10, a three-pack for $10. They looked really good, too.
I wanted one of those make-your-own lightsaber kit things.
Oh, fuck yeah. Whoa!
See that? That's cool. Dude, whoa. You're a fucking ballerina. You just play around on one foot. Like, can you think about an assassin doing that? It's like breaks down into a musical number. All assassins start spinning around on one foot. Like
greasers.
We're going to start a 1950s greaser game. And we're going to get into fights with Ram civilians. We're going to, like, hide behind a corner. And as they walk by, like, six people...
One of them fucks up. God damn it. You're lucky I don't have a switchblade. This is an actual comb.
But why are you in a group, Dave? You're my brother, Dave.
Get away from me and my friends, Dave.
You use chicken grease in your hair, Dave.
Are you black, Dave? What are you doing?
This is the 50s,
Dave. What is that shit? It's a viewpoint.
Yeah, that's...
Interactive conversation? I'd rather not.
Just to get all the viewpoints. That's
fast what I do. Travel. How about you don't tell me how to play my fucking game?
Well, I just did. That's what I do, and I'm a champion in Assassin's Creed.
Oh, we're gonna go into championships in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, on PlayStation at least. I don't know that Xbox controls.
It's the same exact thing. It's just the bumpers and triggers are changed. Like, in Call of Duty, you shoot with these, but on PS3... Yeah, I know you don't, because you're a cheap little bitch.
Cheap? Dude, Call of Duty's cheap as hell.
It really is. They haven't changed their graphics in, like, 8 years, and I missed.
Like, I don't even care about that, because I don't care about graphics.
But it doesn't make the game,
But have you seen Halo 4? Like that?
It looks fucking like amazing compared scene, to...
Like, the opening cutscene just made me shit myself. I'm like...
But dude, apparently, Activision is making a Walking Dead first-person shooter to try to compete with the interactive comic book edition thing.
Well, that shouldn't be hard.
But here's the thing. The Walking Dead video game that's already been out, and people are like, herder, it's not a video game. I'm going to pet the shit out of you, kitty.
Oh, right between your legs.
Where's that chicken? I want to pet you, too. Eat some chicken food, you whore. Eat cornflakes.
Speaking of chickens, on every Zelda game, if you find a chicken, hit it.
Hit it.
Just keep hitting it. Any Zelda game when you find a chicken, just keep hitting it till it gets pissed off. Then random chickens come out of nowhere and attack you.
What about in Majora's Mask, whenever you're, fucking... leading the chicks around, you gotta find all the chicks.
Dude, freaking Majora's Mask is such a dark-ass game.
It is, but the thing is, it's just a rehash of the first Zelda game, which is like I was talking of Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That Walking Dead first-person shooter, which is going to be absolute shit compared to the one that's already out.
Why do you say that?
Because the...
It's a first-person shooter? Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but usually they suck.
Okay, here's the thing. The Walking Dead is focused on the characters. It's focused on the drama. It's not focused on killing the zombies. It's not focused on the killing of the zombies. In the first-person shooter, that's what it's going to be based on.
Well, obviously.
It's not going to be anything like the TV show. And even though the game that's already out is more based on the comic books, it's still way better.
Activision's usually like a 50-50 thing on games.
It looks like a PS2 game. And then I was on a thread on V about it, and one of them was making up a headline, and it was like, days after PS2 cancels production, Activision shows off their new PS2 title because the game looks like shit.
I remember when I got SmackDown vs. Raw 2008.
Oh, God.
It just came out. Obviously, it was 2008. Well,
shit!
Well,
shit. Yeah, keep calling me, bitch.
I looked at those graphics, and of course I choose my favorite wrestler from the time, Undertaker. Watching him walking down to the ring. I'm just like, holy shit, this looks amazing.
That was a double takedown, dude. That was sick as fuck.
It was. That was cool. I like the one takedown on, because I only played the first two Assassin's Creed, which really pissed me off. With their cheek.
Oh, shit. Keep going. Keep climbing.
It's the one takedown Assassin's Creed 2 where Ezio just takes both of his blades and just dabs him right underneath
your
chin.
Are these movie henchmen? Because they're missing every single shot. Like, have you ever seen, like, every single James Bond movie ever? All the henchmen can't shoot worth shit.
Like, they really changed the camera angle, too. Does it climb and feel better?
It does. It's way more smooth in this one than the first one. And then this, you can have this little thing right here.
Activision, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but they make some really good games, though. That new Spider-Man game, I'm sorry, but it's so badass.
I don't doubt you, but yeah. I mean, the Left 4 Dead thing looks just like Call of Duty 4 with Left 4 Dead, with zombies reskin, with the fucking... enemies reskinned as zombies and different animations. That's honest to God all it looks like.
I usually don't play first-person shooters. I mean, I play Fallout, of course. I guess
that's not really a first-person shooter. That's more of a first-person RPG.
Yeah, but they're shooting, I guess, and you're in first-person, so in a way.
It's... technically, it can be a bunch of fucking...
It's a lot.
Not as good as Super Hop the Border RPG, though. Ever.
Not that game. Fuck it. I just get pissed off at it, though.
Why?
Because... Fallout, because I'll always be like, yeah, I'm on a roll, I'm out of ammo. I'll buy some. No, I'm out of money. And then that's...
Dude, that's why what I do is I'll just go around pillaging cans and shit from Subways and just go sell all the cans for 0.5 caps.
So what's the scariest thing you've ever seen on a video game that shouldn't be scary?
That shouldn't be scary?
Yeah, a game that shouldn't be scary, but there's a scary-ass thing on the game.
Probably... Shit, I gotta think. Let me look at my games real quick.
Mine would have to be the Death Hand.
In...
Ocarina of Time.
Oh, that thing is creepy as fuck.
Like, that shouldn't even be in there, like...
It shouldn't. It's creepy as fuck. Skulls on the walls and shit.
Yeah, the walls and everything's made of skulls, and you walk in, there's these long-ass arms, and you're like, okay, nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening. Suspense.
You stand there in the middle waiting for something happening, then you walk towards one of the arms, there's like maybe 8 of them, and it just grabs your head, and you see this thing come out of the ground covered in blood.
Stop talking about it. I just don't want to think about it.
This is a Nintendo 64 game, too.
And it was rated E for everyone.
Yeah.
Even
Twilight Princess was rated T, and it's not that scary.
Let's see.
Oh, Twilight Princess, that... Have you played it? You play it, right?
Twilight Princess?
Yeah.
I've only played, like, the first whatever of it. I haven't played the full thing yet.
Well, there's this... It's gross as hell. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
shit, more douchebags. Just... Oh, shit, did I just tackle that guy?
You just assassinated him.
I didn't even press the attack button. He just did it on a whim.
You fell onto him, I think.
Ow!
Oh, God.
They shot me. They actually got me. Climb up. Are you retarded? Or are you serious?
See, what always frustrated me is in the older ones where they just start throwing rocks at you when you're trying to climb up buildings.
In Far Cry 3, that's all I do is I throw rocks at people. Just...
That's how Afghanistan's fought the Soviet Union in the 80s. They have attack helicopters dropping landmines onto them.
They're throwing rocks at them.
Yeah, they're just chucking rocks.
But let's see, the scariest thing in a game that shouldn't have been scary. Definitely when I first played Fallout 3 was when it first came out. So that would be 2008. I would have been 10? 8? It came out in 2008.
Did I say 2008?
So 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012. So I would have been 11. Okay. I was scared shitless of the super mutants. For no reason. Like, I honest to God went every single way. Like, you know, whenever you very first get out of the tunnels and you're supposed to... Well, the vault. And you're supposed to go into the... To Megaton, so you do that, and then you got to go through the metro station.
Yeah,
I did not want to go through the metro station, but I had to.
See,
because the first time I saw Super Mutant, I was like, "Yeah, I'm done with this fucking game."
The Super Mutant or like the ghoul? Is that what they call the ghouls?
The feral ghouls.
Yeah, feral ghouls.
Those kind of creep me out. Like, still, I'll play for like Fallout New Vegas or something. I'll just be playing through it again, playing some more Fallout 3 or something, and I'll just be randomly hitting bats, and it'll be right in my face, and I'll piss myself, but other than that.
See, like I don't want to say they scare me as in they creep me out. It's they scare me as in, holy shit, these things are overpowering. And like I said, I usually don't have a lot of ammo. I try, but so I go, like, buildings and raid them. But I'll use ammo.
Dude, what I'll do is I'll search up... the special weapons, like, it's like a normal weapon, it looks exactly like the normal weapon, but it's like the victory rifle, the shit like that.
But, like, I always just have a bunch of, like, 10mm, like, shit.
Dude, that's the thing, you wanna go to a store where there's a bunch of good shit.
Get down.
I just, no, fuck you.
Do the guards park more on here?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
You really want them to?
Yeah, I do.
Why did he just skip that light? He just jumped over that light. I was like, yeah, dude, fuck that light. I'm going to phase through it. I'm playing big rigs over the rails racing, whatever the fuck that thing's called.
I really like the Ezio storyline. I know that might be a little overrated, but in the second one, I really felt, like, in touch with him. Like, they just killed this guy's family.
Right. The thing, it's weird, though, because they only used Altair for one game.
It was an opening, though. Like, they end every Assassin's Creed game on a cliffhanger. I don't know about this one. Probably not, but...
I who knows?
Like I said, I only played the first two. In the end of the second one, I got pissed off because I wouldn't know what happened next. So just, like, aliens. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, so it's... So it's Assassin's Creed 1, 2, Revelations, and then 3.
1, 2, Brotherhood, Revelations, and then 3.
Oh, right. I forgot about Brotherhood.
At GameStop, I wanted to get, but I didn't have any money, it was the Ezio trilogy. Assassin's Creed 2.
I'm going to pet the shit out of this pig. Eat your cornflakes, you her.
Assassin's Creed 2.
Watch this dick. Watch. They'll go out of their way just to push me. Watch. And after you do it so many times, they'll start attacking you.
But it's Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood and Revelations.
Oh, that's a page! Get that shit! Get it! Get it! I need to get that shit from Benjamin Franklin or some shit. Get it!
Yeah, you know, Assassin's Creed is really a historically accurate game.
It is.
And it taught me that Leonardo da Vinci was gay.
Like, and this one, Benjamin Franklin talks about fucking old ladies is better than young ones.
Oh my God, Benjamin Franklin was actually sketchy as shit. They found
where did that piece of paper go? Shit! I needed that!
No, apparently they found body parts, like dead bodies under his floorboards in his house, and he...
How could you live like that? Like, I couldn't live with that.
Yeah,
like
knowing you have dead bodies. Like, wouldn't it start to smell like...
Like, why would you want... I mean, unless you, like, petrified it. I think that's what's called No, that's not petrified. Is it?
What
you mummify. Like mummify. Just fuck it. You mummify the shit.
And who has time to actually mummify people?
Apparently Ben Franklin.
That's when you cut someone's body open, take out everything from their insides.
Rub salt on them.
And then fill their body up and then wrap it in toilet paper. Like,
shit, I pushed you. Shut up.
He also didn't deal out with the kite and the electric storm and all that. He had his son do it. Like...
Fuck, he was sketchy. Like, dude, look at this Animus database shit. Like, there's, like, all this stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, you in for a history lesson? There's all this shit. There's naval ships and shit. Gives you a history lesson on the ocean.
It's amazing. Like, no one really reads it. But for some reason, I read the Leonardo da Vinci one, and they're like, he actually had committed sodomy with his assistant and is reportedly gay. I'm like, yeah, I believe that. Abraham Lincoln was gay.
I fucked guys like you in prison. Like, Abraham Lincoln was gay? What? Yeah,
like, I've told people that, and they're like, no, he's not. No,
he had a wife.
I'm like, yeah, he is, you homophobic asshole. And now this movie came out, and they're like, did you know Abraham Lincoln was gay? I'm like, I told you that. I learned that in my sociology class in Salem.
Dude, I want to take I'm taking psychology next year. Psychology and sociology.
I am too, because I didn't get to finish that class because I moved here. They're like, this is a junior-only class. I mean, this was the easiest fucking class I ever took.
But they're cool. That's the thing. I like to psychologically fuck with people, which I do a lot. This one's the closest.
It's really good to know about psychology for women, too. Like,
right. Way to go. God damn, this guy is fucking stupid.
It's times like that where you wish you had that little pulse thing on Infamous where you can, like, kind of
float right. Across. Yeah, that's sick as fuck. Dude, I still want to watch that video. The Spider-Man where he just, fucking, like, fly. Oh, shit. I'm getting down. You get down, bitch.
That's when you hang from the roof and just grab them and pull them down.
I did that to one guy, and then they got sketchy, and they saw me, and they're like, oh, shit. But I still need you to watch that amazing... it's the Spider-Man 3 shit. It's funny as hell. There are none here at this house.
Is it like a 5-second movie?
Kinda, but it's from the video game.
Which one? Like the PS2 and Wii version, or the Xbox and 360?
Xbox 360.
I haven't played that one.
No, it's funny, because it's a QuickTime event thing.
Yeah.
Grab onto the window. Are you a fucking retard? Are you fucking me right now?
I got grab the window. Amazing Spider-Man, and the last free-roaming game before that was Web of Shadows, which was badass. That game was fucking...
Like, every free-roaming Spider-Man game was cool as fuck. Yeah. Especially, oh my god, Spider-Man 2?
Yes. Oh, that's what started it all. Well, this one... This, like...
Climb faster, you whore.
You know how, I don't know what you'd call it, it's third, like, I guess a second person point of view, maybe? I don't know.
Second person,
You know how Batman is, Batman Arkham City.
Third person.
Yeah.
If you're behind the person, it's third person.
Well, like...
There's no second person point of view.
I don't know how you put it, because it's not, like, directly behind the person. Like, you're all right here.
Is it, like, right here? To the left.
Yeah, it's, like, a little bit to the left in the camera angle.
Oh, like, in Infamous, like, whenever you go into the mode where you shoot fucking electric balls and shit. That's still third person.
Yeah, I just didn't know how I'd word it, like, because you're not directly behind the camera.
And well, shit, I
it's
just...
It's like that, and...
No, don't... God, this guy's dumb. Oh, are you fucking serious? Well, this game got real dumb real quick.
It feels like a movie when you're web swinging, because
he does all these cool flips and shit. Unlike the first one where you're like, I'm just gonna shoot the shit in the sky. I'm not gonna make any sense. Get out of here, Norton. I don't even subscribe to you. Damn. I download viruses just to piss you off. Like, seriously, it'll be like, yeah, all these websites are harmful. I'm like, good. But give me that pony. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
But...
Get,
and then, like, if you're good at it, you know what to do. You swing high, you let go, and right before you hit the ground, you cast another web. And then that's when you get the mega speed.
Look at me.
Remember...
Look at me, I'm a fucking horse.
Remember Ultimate Spider-Man? The game?
Oh, yeah.
God, and then, like, if you beat it, you could play as Venom and see how long you can go without the military killing you as you throw cars and shit.
Like the beginning of the first Incredible Hulk game, where you're throwing tanks and shit.
I don't like the Hulk, I'm gonna be honest.
At least it's not Superman. Superman, like, there's no such thing as a good Superman video game.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a good Superman, in my opinion. I don't think he's that cool. He's too powerful.
It's like the only good parts of Superman were the death of Superman with the fucking... with Doomsday.
Well, that's the thing. If they made... The thing about Superman, he is way too powerful, and that just kind of turns me off.
I think the new Man of Steel movie is going to be good, though.
But if they were to be...
No, just a little bit.
No.
I meant not the TV in the guys' places.
Well, we're trying to be awesome.
I would slap my dick in your mouth.
Wow, that was really uncalled for, Tyler.
I thought so. Shut up.
Should we talk louder?
No, it's picking it up. It's just fine.
Yeah.
You want dick slapped in the mouth?
I want dick slapped in the mouth. Dick slapped me in the mouth,
Tyler,
bitch.
No,
dick slapped me in the
mouth.
He's
been dick slapped in the throat. Can't you hear how hoarse he is?
I would say something to be kind of inappropriate.
I just asked you to dick slap me in the mouth. You can't get worse than that.
No, I'm pretty sure I can go worse. I'm not gonna say it.
I don't even know what the hell this guy just said. Thanks, guys. I was trying to pay attention to the damn quest, you fucking...
Good job,
Cox. Well...
What was I talking about?
I don't know. But God damn it. I think it's... Okay, we're gonna stop recording now.
Alright.
That was a cool podcast.
I forgot what I was talking about. This really pissed me off, that asshole.
I like getting cock slapped in the mouth with Devin.
God damn it. What was I saying?
You have a small dick.
Someone send me an email and remind me.
Bye-bye.